Partii Natalia Gawa is our next speaker, please.
Mr. Secretary General, Executive Secretary Ambassador Tibor Toth, United Nations Messenger of Peace, Mr. Michael Douglas, Excellencies, friends and colleagues, let me first express my appreciation to the Provisional Technical Secretariat of the CTBO under the wise and able leadership of its Executive Secretary Ambassador Tibor Toth for initiating this exhibition. I wish also like to warmly acknowledge the seminal role of our Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, for his relentless dedication in pushing forward the nuclear disarmament agenda. And not least, I wish to pay a special tribute to Mr. Michael Douglas, United Nations Messenger of Peace, for his tireless efforts in bringing greater global awareness of the continued nuclear threat. Excellencies, friends and colleagues, my country is certainly conscious of the tremendous work being carried out by the Provisional Technical Secretariat of the CTBO. Indeed, its international monitoring system has served Indonesia well as early warning for natural disasters. In recognition of this fact, in 2008, we signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Tsunami Early Warning with the PTS. We have also devoted six of our seismological stations to join the Global Seismic Monitoring Network as called upon by the treaty. Four of them were certified last year. On this occasion, however, Indonesia wishes above all to acknowledge the PTS's central purpose, namely putting in place the necessary verification system in anticipation of the day when the CTBT enters into force. My country wishes to make some contribution in making that day come sooner rather than later. In this connection, as the Secretary General has kindly referred to earlier, Indonesia is initiating the process of the ratification of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Let me be absolutely clear. Thank you very much. Let me be absolutely clear. Indonesia has never wavered in its support for the CTBT. Never. We work actively and consistently in supporting a comprehensive test ban treaty since the very beginning of its formal discussion at the Conference on Disarmament. After the resolution on the CTBT was finally adopted by the General Assembly, Indonesia signed the treaty on the same day it was opened for signature on the 24th of September 1996. Ever since, we have been consistently of the view that the CTBT is a key element in the international regime for nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. However, as Annex II country, Indonesia chose in the past to withhold ratification, pending ratification by all the nuclear weapon states and other states claiming possession of nuclear weapons. For in our view, it is they, above all, who must first and foremost commit to the CTBT. That position of principle, we believe, has served its purpose. Today, from the vantage point of the year 2010, and in view of the present glimmer of hope in the nuclear disarmament agenda, the government of Indonesia believes that it can now enhance its contribution by initiating its own ratification process. The time for waiting is over, and it is clearly a time to act. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, much has changed in my own country since 1996, when it signed the CTBT. Indonesia has transformed itself. From an authoritarian state, it has now become a vibrant, dynamic democracy, the third largest democracy in the world. The path towards ratification of the CTBT will no doubt be marked by robust deliberation within our domestic internal politics. Stakeholders must be engaged, participation must be encouraged.